Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Ready. Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I wanted to come on here and do a breakdown of the whole Kaya and Trina Bobby Lights drama. You know, we've been keeping up with this for a while. They've been beefing. Well, Kaya and Trina have been beefing for years. So if you guys don't know, a lot of stuff came to a head about 2 weeks ago, okay? So Kaya's been going back and forth with them, and Trina's been getting more bold in talking. She even went off on her radio show, the last video I did, where she was saying that Kaya was beneath her and stuff like that. So Kaya drug her and then left it alone. And then Trina came back. This was 2 weeks ago. She decided to do the stink walk challenge, okay? And basically, in this challenge that went viral, is people doing a stank walk about certain things and they walk backwards. Well, you know, Trina's fell flat. Like, nobody really laughed. It wasn't funny. That wasn't the point of the stank walk challenge. And she basically tried to low-key shade Kaya. So I want you guys to go ahead and check this out really quick. All right, so you guys just seen her do that. So, of course, people were laughing, and they're like, you're definitely poking the bear. Kaya's going to come back for your ass heavy. So then Kaya ends up coming back, and she ends up dragging her and Trick Daddy. So this entire situation was crazy. Y'all go ahead and check this out real quick.
But thought her Esther Rose, a.k.a. Trick Daddy No Dollars, was going to break the internet and did nobody watch. Bitch, we the people say you didn't break the internet. Bitch, you just broke. You penniless whore. Who ain't wrote shit and ain't sold nothing trying to battle with TWD and them old ass tired ass songs y'all got together, child boo. Nobody's buying them, bitch. So now you want to try to do a TikTok pretending you want to box. Bitch, in your 365 years, dog years that is, of living, ho, who have you ever fought? I wait. Acting like you want to throw hands and you ain't got not nan battery charge. Gag order, let's talk about the order, bitch. You was running then and you running now. Okay, just like you was running from that challenge, I bet you won't. Gag order, let's talk about the order. We the people say, run that record and let's see how many assault charges you got. Not nanho, just assault with a deadly pussy. You done killed and shot so many niggas with that girl. Honey, them probably the only charges you've ever had. Bitch, we the people have never seen or heard of you dragging the bitch. All we've seen is you hollering and screaming in the middle of Walmart and on the TV screen looking like a hopeless, tired, and through-ass horror, yelling at a bunch of juvenile delinquents, bitch. My mugshot speaks for itself, sour puss. Play pussy and get fucked, hoe, but that's what you like, getting fucked and dumped on your head. So I will oblige you. Don't be no fool. Don't get drug. You don't want no smoke, you baggy-eyed, ran through yuck mouth disease-infested penniless whore. I'm going to roast you until I get tired, and then I'm going to roast you some goddamn more. Now, I see why Remy shot that bitch in her gut, except me. I'm going to shoot you in your pussy, because it's time to put that mangy alley cat out of his misery once and for all. I feel you have ruined enough lives. Just keep it real, ho, bitch. You don't want to fight. What you need is a psychiatrist thinking that anybody is beneath you, girl. All the pussy you done sold, bitch. How can anybody be beneath you? I don't know who you influenced, but Bobby Boucher wanting to be a man who is selling his Budisic to the lowest bidder on fans only. That's the only person that you've ever influenced in your life, but you think everybody is beneath you. Now you're trying to sell skin tea. Girl, high when your skin is fucked up and ashy, full of blemishes and lesions. Bitch, you might as well file for unemployment in that AARP, bitch, because ain't no more money, ho. I ordered the baddest basset hound to go straight to the cage. We putting you on suicide watch. You can lay your head on them hits that you claim you got in the whole bit.
All right, so you guys just heard what she had to say about the situation. So then what ended up happening is that basically this is when Trina went on her little rampage on 99 The Jams down there in Miami. And she was going off calling, you know, the protesters animals and everything else. And social media was pissed off at her. I mean, so much so, like celebrities like Joe Budden and Masika Kalasia, you know, called her out. And everybody was saying, you know, I can't wait till Kaya drags you. We got to a point where Kaya was trending on social media. So it was definitely crazy. And of course, Trina apologized not once, not twice, but three damn times, okay? She did a verbal apology, then she wrote a so-called heartfelt letter. People had started a petition to get her fired. Over 13,000 people signed it. What happened is that a few days ago, Bobby Lights came out, and he basically did like a, honey, like a 10-minute read on Kaya, where he had on like a little outfit, like he was a gavel and a judge. And I'm sorry, his read was just not funny. Like, I understand him clapping back because Kaya has kept her foot on his neck and his so-called cousin's neck. But if you're going to clap back, it needs to be funny. And to me, this wasn't really gagging and roasting. He was just talking about, like, her child abuse and her being raped and molested. Like, I'm like, when did all that turn into, you know, fodder? It was just weird. It was a weird 7 minutes, and it was just not funny. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys some of this right now. Y'all go ahead and check it out.
Today on the docket, we have Kaya, aka Miss Florida Gator Swamp Monster. We the people summon you to a reality check and fact sheet. Kaya, in fact, is not a Florida native, and unless you are one of her miserable diehard fans, you wouldn't know that she was in fact born in Philly. Unfortunately, she had an experience, a rough upbringing, as her mammy was an infamous prostitute. It got so rough for Thug Vince's at times, she would experience a lot of her mammy's dates. While she was in the front seat, her mammy would be in the back seat performing sexual acts, and poor Kaya was subject to all of it. Speaking of poor, during her time in Philly, her and her mammy were homeless. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but eventually an olive branch was extended by a lovely woman by the name of Mrs. Donna and her family back in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Kaya and her mammy moved to Tampa with Mrs. Donna and her family. Sadly, a short period after they moved to Tampa, Kaya's mother passes from an unknown disease. No wonder the Swamp Monster has no respect for those that have passed on. Aside from Mrs. Donna taking them in and making sure they weren't homeless anymore, she then also plans and pays for her mammy's funeral arrangements. Now here we have a young thug Mrs. No Mammy or No Goddess, so of course she follows in her mammy's footsteps and, according to close sources, began having sex at the age of 12 with many, many men. According to Mrs. Donna, who also claims that Kaya turned on her and her family, even though they were the reason she had a home and the funeral was paid for. This may be able to explain how far back Kaya's evil and sadistic spirit has been established. Now, although Kaya wasn't a victim of sex trafficking, she sure was considered a young prostitute hoe. I spoke with another reliable source that was able to confirm that, in fact, at a young age, Miss Kaya had multiple niggas running trains on her in the Jackson Heights area, which would then prepare her for her new lifestyle entitled as whore. Now, apparently, her slutty lifestyle is what led her to open up a car wash on Lake Avenue called Hoshine. Yes, she was the one behind the car wash called Hoshine. Like majority of everything this woman does, this car wash soon becomes a flop and got shut the fuck down. Now, as she began her struggling music career, all of her whorish manners would soon translate to all of her low quality and ratchet cover arts, as some of you may know. Years later, this is where the story takes a turn and gets quite interesting, because Kaya claims her child is from a man named Billy Finch, when in actuality it's from his brother, Papa Love. Mm-hmm. To ensure her daughter will follow in her whorish ways, she named her daughter right after her. Now, what's absolutely horrifying about this entire thing is that Papa Love was a well-known rapist and child molester. He was very well known for raping his nieces and young girls. Kaya allowed for her daughter to be around this man and allegedly should be in prison for exposing her daughter to this man, for if it wasn't for her crackhead looking ass and all her negligence, her daughter would have never had chicken drawer what she went through. Kaya's daughter ends up getting raped at age 12 by Papa Love and becomes pregnant. Bless her soul. Now, at the time when all this happened, there was a big manhunt in the city of Tampa looking for Papa Love. Fast forward today, he is currently serving time in prison. Thank God. We the people want to know what type of woman allows for all of this to go down. Sources also confirm that Kaya's sheep in the face looking ass was too busy tricking and treating and making no money, basically fucking around town, and that's the reason why she wasn't able to fully tend to her children. Now, after all this has come to light, there was no wonder, Miss Kaya, why all these women kept their foot in your ass for you fucking on their man. The thug Mrs. got her ass dragged so many times, oftentimes she needed club security to escort her to her big ass Scooby-Doo van, leaving certain nightclubs such as St. Lou's, Manila, the New Lounge, and Uptown 21. Now I'm from Miami, so I've never really heard of these clubs, so if you're from Tampa, maybe you would know. Miss Kaya, I think it's about time that you hang it all up and do some soul searching. Perhaps a new makeover and remove them gauntlets in your mouth. And if you can't afford to remove them dusty ass pillow sheets from around them dreads and get them retwisted, there are many alternatives, like you can shave your head bald or try a wig, even though that can get costly for your broke ass. Now, I'm quite sure this video won't be enough to shut your beaver overbite mouth having ass up. You remind me of that one person we all knew in high school who could get their ass beat and mollywopped and stand right back up and say, "So what, bitch?" You, Miss Kaya, have been found guilty of being equivalent to a nuisance, a gnat, and a mess we all can't get rid of. But you have managed to live your life this way. No morals or regards to human emotions. Instead of me suing you like I should have for defamation of character by telling lies about my health, I will leave your Shrek in the face ass with these words instead. Kaya, all the voodoo in the world and reads in the books won't be able to stop God from giving you what you deserve each and every time. Hopefully, you are watching this video and not too upset, because we all know what goes around comes back around, and sometimes it comes back 10 times harder with your dusty ass. Furthermore, we the people scented your pigment nostril having ass to life in hell with not one cup of water. Any video or message your delusional ass making fun of them termite infested wood panels will be politely disregarded and ignored. But today, I have laid you to rest using your own life story and facts. I had no need to tell a lie and fabricate anything that I have said today, unlike you, who thrives off of personal opinions and lies. By the way, I'm giving your dusty, musty, sweaty, pussy, tart-having ass 24 hours to fully copyright the gag order. If not, I will kindly take your shit and show your slim thug, Wesley Snipes-looking ass how to really capitalize and make some real money. Now let's talk about the order.
All right, so you guys just checked out what Bobby Lights had to say. So, of course, everyone was like, you know what? I cannot wait to hear what Kaya has to say about this situation. I know Kaya's going to drag both Bobby and Trina. And so, surprise, surprise, yesterday, she went on to Gag Nation and she basically roasted the both of them. She went in. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys these clips of Kaya going in on Bobby and then going in on Trina. Y'all go ahead and check this out, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
We the People versus Bobby. Yup, but... sick dick in the booty, ass pale as pancake batter, face melting like the wizard from Wizard of Oz, motherfucker looking like the Walking Dead, like you still ain't took your goddamn Truvada, and that goddamn Lonnie Love roll, bitch. The motherfucking roll was big as Lonnie Love body, motherfucker, trying to goddamn read, motherfucker. You need to put an N95 mask on that badussy and start getting the people sick. Why you trying to read the queen with all them goddamn lies and stories you was telling that tired ass motherfucking read, bitch. Wearing them motherfucking knee highs bent over from the back, trying to show the world them anal warts all on your motherfucking ass, bitch. You run around trying to motherfucking be sour pussy's hero, motherfucker, bitch. You running to her motherfucking aid and she running from your motherfucking AIDS can ass, bitch. We is gagging. So before we start the lineup, let's say what gagging is. Gag order, bitch. You motherfuckers is out of order. Bitch, we gag at Gag Nation, bitch. You can't get mad because you make the motherfucking docket. You should be glad, bitch. This the most promotion you ever had in your goddamn life, bitch. We're only dealing with motherfucking facts. It's a fact that your ass is bust wide open like a motherfucking blooming onion all over the goddamn internet. It's a fact that you showing all your anal warts on motherfucking OnlyFans for pennies, bitch. It's a fact that you sucking sick dicks for dollars because you ain't making no money on Love and Hip Hop, bitch. It's a fact because the Gag Nation sucked the facts in. I don't be looking for your pictures, bitch. I don't be looking for your video. The show is called Gag Order, bitch. You in court, bitch. When you go to court, that means you done committed a crime, bitch. We have to find you guilty of the gag in order for you to make my docket. I get a lot of emails every day. Everybody don't make the docket. But if you are guilty of the gag and we the people find you guilty of the gag, we are going to gag you. Ain't nothing personal. Everybody can make my docket. Y'all tied through and delayed thinking shit is always about y'all. You should be happy that the queen is giving you full free promotion because this is the most promotion you've ever had in your life. But don't you ever, bitch, ever in your 365 years of dog living and your yuck butt having ass ain't been taking your blue and yellow pills. You big face whore, your face is as big as a stop sign looking like Kung Fu Panda, bitch. You is on the docket because you slow and retarded. Always crying. Cry baby, little arm Shekinah, we are sick of you. You are gag worthy. That's why you made the docket. It is nothing personal, bitch. It is not about you. No, I don't want to be your friend. I know you're going to play my music because everybody plays it because I write hits, bitch. Stay out my inbox, bitch. Ain't nothing personal. Bobby Yuck Butt. Hats off to you for trying to take up for your play cousin, but honey, don't jump in this motherfucking cage with this lionette. You told a story, but it wasn't mine. You think I talk all that shit and I would let a bitch do anything to me or mine? Bitch, you must be crazy. I don't know who the hell you got that information from, but you need to check your facts and sources before you sit up there and tell a tired-ass lie about the queen. Y'all can believe what y'all want to believe. This is the internet. I don't give a fuck what a bitch say. I don't give a fuck. I follow zero people. I don't check for these motherfuckers. I wouldn't know what they say unless y'all send it to me. Let us gag in peace. Nothing you say will ever affect me.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Or offend me, bitch, because I don't know you and you don't know me. You don't know nothing about me if you think anything like that could ever happen to me. I know y'all about to get on the internet and be entertained, so I'm gonna let the people, the mutants, the Transylvanians, the hoes, the fuck niggas, and Gag Nation, you know, entertain you because that's what the internet is for.
Gag order, nigga, you still out of order. Yuck butt. Yes, I need you to take that wig off when you come in my courtroom. Take them nails off because you're going to look like a real nigga when you face the queen today. Because evidently you ain't took your blue and yellow pills. You suck up this faggot ass nigga. You out of order. We the People versus Bobby Boucher. A yuck butt lights. Yuck Butt, you are being charged with being a true fan, having no dirt on the queen, telling lies when delivering a tired-ass read without fact-checking, and taking up for a hoe that wouldn't dare take up for you. Let's talk about the order. Add some more charges in being a yuck butt pig, bottom demon seed, cock-sucking, disease-carrying, spoiled, cum-filled porn whore that's inspired by the queen. Bitch, you watch me faithfully. Keep paying your pussy bill. Let's talk about the order. Word on the curb, yuck butt out here reaching like Stretch Armstrong without checking his facts and sources first. Bitch, you thought you had some real tea and all it was some $1 Kool-Aid. Yuck butt, I come with my receipts. Where are yours, bitch? When, bitch? Where? When I roast a bitch, it was facts. Things I know for a fact, so things I see with my own two eyes, not lies and rumors. Spread it wider than your asshole, you maggot ass motherfucker. Child, is that all the fuck y'all? Y'all ain't got no motherfucking dirt on the motherfucking queen. That's the only thing that you could try to come up, call yourself reading the queen. We the people say if you gon' gag, gag. If you gon' roast, roast. But don't tell lies and rumors. Let's not be delayed. This is just as lame as my phone being turned off. First I died, then my husband killed me, then I had 6 children that I gave away. Now me and my child been molested and raped by a family member? Chibu. You mad because Gag Nation sends the gags and, you know, there's none that exists on me? Bitch, I'm a queen. I rule for a reason. I'm highly favored and protected, not defiled like you motherfuckers. And you mad so you want to make up lies? That's your life story, not mine. Looking like a chicken hawk, bitch. You lie for no reason. Don't nobody fuck with you, bitch. And lying ass punks ain't got no motherfucking power, especially when it comes to me. You're canceled just like your cousin. Your life never mattered, and it doesn't matter now. And now the people see why I don't fuck with you mutants, punks, sissies, and trannies from Transylvania. Because all y'all do is lie and keep up rumors and lies and mess. Ass punks been lies, thieves, and rogues for years, and you think I give a fuck about a copyright or a trademark, bitch? Don't shit move without me. The show can't go on, hoe ass nigga. You better ask a man to man, or ain't no show, ain't no money, and that's why that bitch is mad. Been around the mountain and all niggas do is come in your mouth full of sores, motherfucker. Somebody gonna knock your false ass teeth out your mouth by fucking with the queen, you reptilian demon made beast. Always popping off on women. Sourpuss told you to stay out of whole shit, and that's probably the only thing that she got right. You infatuated with the queen. You can't get enough of me. You watch me every motherfucking day, and you give me the best promo yet, and it's probably the best promo you ever got, motherfucker, because ain't nobody checking for you but a bitch on Pornhub and goddamn fans only. You jump in the line of fire for a hoe dog that wouldn't take the same bullets for you. You pitiful gag order. I know you want to be over here with the real queen of the South, gag order, but you got to settle for sourpuss pretending she's your cousin, because I don't fuck with hoes and hoe ass niggas that's in desperate need of attention. Be happy I'm giving you a little full free promotion. You couldn't argue with nay another bitch and get this kind of promotion, you yuck mouth bitch. As soon as Judge Kaya Damas called out your name, you get your life, and when I'm finished, you will die out again, this time literally. That fake loose ass motherfucking booty spreading like a blooming onion and them tired ass reeds. You sound stupid, hoe. I'm talking about you got some dirt. A trick mutant ass monster would never have anything on the queen. Bitch, I am not you. I was raised by a queen who would not let anything happen to me, dead or alive. We the people want to motherfucking thank all the anonymous hackers for releasing all of yuck butts, tired ass pictures, and porn videos. We the people find you guilty of being a porn whore and a liar who can't take the heat or the gas. We send you to continue to get fucked by 6 dicks and Manly Man Horse Basement, Daily Ayana Dior beatdowns, Children of the Corns. I order y'all to beat this bitch down if y'all catch him in any city, anywhere, any club, any brothel, or after hour whole house. Security, you are ordered to stand down. Don't even let this mutant ass whore hire you or you will be shot. Leave that bitch to die in the streets alone. He's dying anyway. You've ruined enough lives with your sick dick and ass and diseases, bitch. Court is a gag order. Cancellations are in order. This whore is still trying to apologize. Child boo, this bitch is already dead. This is her spirit walking around hunting the people, and it's time for us to kill the spirit. Let's talk about the order. Word on the curb, Trick still can't control his whole dog, so she needs to be put to sleep. Sorry, said the saddest bastard hound, but we the people don't want to hear your apology, bitch. Gag order. We the people have dug up your priors, and you are a repeat habitual offender, so you are canceled for that reason alone, ho. Trick still tried to love the kids, no matter how much dope they be on. He knew you was hiding the Cooter Brown off your medications when you said that dumbass shit, but you kept on barking, sour puss. Trick Daddy should have pulled out that water hose on you, ho, and put this mangly mutt down once and for all. But we the people did it for him, and ain't no coming back this time, bitch. We all know the dirt she got on you, Trick Daddy, no dollars. But you need to put that whole dog down. She done disrespected you for the last time. You would have kept your dirty ass dick out them dirty ass holes. Pussy, your face wouldn't be looking like a cake that done fell in the oven. Gag order, let's talk about the order. And maybe Sour Puss would still have a little bit of respect for you. But you ain't been able to stand up like no man since you've been sick. Let's talk about the order. Y'all started together and y'all will end together. Sorry is as sorry does. Ain't no need for retracting your statement, bitch. You meant what you said. Queen has been right each and every time. Bitch ain't doubting nan time. The queen ain't being right about this nothing asshole. Now the people know the truth because Sour Puss's true colors came shining through. But she wanna act like she's sorry. You got Marilyn Monroe and Lil' Kim flicked by the ass hung up in your house. I got a Sata and Queen of Fini Shakur hanging up in mine. Bitch, I knew you wasn't for the black people when you called my traditional African head garment, wrap, and dressing dirty motherfucking sheets. And I've been on your ass ever since, and I ain't letting my foot come up off the gas, bitch. Bitch, I dare you open your mouth, slut bucket, and call somebody anything after all the tricking you done for the past motherfucking 48 years. I'm gonna rub this whole dog nose in this shit so she'll know not to shit on our carpet no more. Oh, long face, droopy eye, bitch. Gag order, this is the last dog show that you will do. Your last performance, motherfucker. Let's talk about the order. This is the case of the saddest basset hound getting stomped 12 feet underground without a coin to be found. Bitch, you've been out of order. Your pussy decan has started affecting your brain, and we the people are canceling your nut bucket ass once and for all. We the People versus Katrina Sour Pussy Harbor, a.k.a. the saddest basset hound that never left the ground without a coin to be found. Sour Puss, you are being charged with being a dumb bitch. Over talking your ass, talking shit, and then trying to apologize for it. Belly flopping just like your career. Meaning every word you said, then lying, trying to take it back. Reading a poorly written apology. Ooh, being arrogant, delusional, a trifling skeeted up whore prostitute with a low IQ thinking everybody is beneath you. Gag order, having smoke with your own people but wouldn't slap the shit out of that saltine cracker that called you a nigga to your face in Walmart. Wanting to be an Afro-Latina when you a whole nigga, bitch. And doing tricks for Scooby Snacks and still winding up at the bottom with nothing. Let's talk about the order. This the same bitch that was doing TikToks and shit like she wanted to box. Now she's sorry. The same whole dog that whored out stripping and tricking all her life trying to pretend like somebody's beneath you. Now you sorry again. Hmm? See, this is what happens when you try to fuck with the queen. People say the only thing that's been beneath you is your body count, which is full of dead bodies from your pussy that you've been putting on niggas down there in South Side of Miami. Acting like you better than the children you aborted. Bitch, please, you a flop just like your career, and it's over for you because ain't no coming back this time. We the people say you need to be drugged for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Since we're the animals, we gonna do it for George today. You ain't no different from the animals you refer to. Gag order, you been getting pulled over and beat down by sick dicks all your life, Sour Puss. Yelling and flipping and flopping on no love, just flip-flops, and now you acting brand new. Like you forgot that you came out of the trash can hole you old and see now. Bitch mad because they done stole and looted everything but your albums. We the people say keep your apologies on my wood paneling shelf just like the rest of your motherfucking albums being shelved. Gag order, let's talk about the motherfucking order. You meant what you said the first time, so you can put that apology in that Berkeley bag that you claim you got thrown in the corner that you don't use because it's empty. That apology was beneath you, bitch. Trying to save face and your career, girl, by that's been gone. Gag order, how we tearing up something that was never ours to begin with. We don't own shit, bitch, just like you don't own shit, including that land you claim you got that you ain't sleeping on, bitch, because you're sleeping on the motherfucking curb or somebody pull out cow. You've been taking the hoods of money and now you selling out no motherfucking deal. Talking about you ain't black, bitch, please. The rings around your neck sure is black. The whole world seen them whore rings around your asshole. And they was black too, bitch. You tied and through. Be mad too if my ass and my pussy ain't had no suction, Sour Puss. You've been gutted out like a fish since the 90s. Tighten up. To top it all off, you stuck in 93, getting too far ahead of yourself. but not this time, bitch. You are canceled. We the people say it's time that we put the saddest bastard down. Once and for all, let the euthanizations begin. We the people say the nerve of this four-legged hound dog trying to call people animals. Animal-like activity is fucking five or six best friends. Animal-like activity is when you was in Walmart yelling and didn't bust a grape. Animal-like activity is going on Love and flip-flops trying to fight young whores. Gag order, knowing that you 365 years old in dog years. You don't support the people, and you are not the queen of Miami. You've mistaken that fold-up chair for a throne. Gag order, let's talk about the order. We don't know not Nan Ho. You a bed bug. Gag order, you are right, Southwest. Gag order, you could have at least marched with the people on your way to the free clinic to medicate that tired-ass, motherfucking sick, coughing-ass pussy and kept your mouth closed because you meant everything that you motherfucking said, but your mouth was overrunning with diarrhea because you can't control your bowels. We the people say, girl, you been tied and through. You come from a pissy project mattress, so you should have known better. You are canceled and been canceled, you baggy-eyed, slinky neck, bust-down industry horror. Bitch, this time, you ain't coming back from this, because this ain't the time to be coming up against black people. You the loudest bitch in the room and the weakest hoe on the whole straw. Bitch, talking about you Dominican, girl, well. Bitch, what you must got a front lace on your pussy because the hair on your pussy and asshole is nappy as a sheep's ass, bitch, after a storm. You ain't got no man, you ain't got no husband, you ain't got no children, but you want to have the nerve to try to tell us about our boys and call them animals, girl. Your black card has been snatched, but bitch, you ain't never had one. We pulling the plug on you, ho. Trick should have slapped no green ass veneers out of your mouth. How you gonna turn on Miami and the people of Miami when they was the only ones supporting your leaking ass? Not Nan Ho, you been had the coronavirus. Now you ain't gonna be able to do another show. You better ask Chrisette and Michelle, bitch. Gaggle, you done ran out of niggas ass to lick. Now you out here licking crockers' asses. You infected the whole city of Miami. The least you could do was take up for them, bitch. You is out of order. Crockers don't do no wrong in their eyes, and crockers don't do no wrong in my eyes. That's what's wrong with us now. We don't stick together. And you, of all people, want to be the bitch that sold out. Gag order. Let's talk about the motherfucking order. Crockers stick together no matter what. Bitch, you ain't learned. It's time you do. Now we see why you was on them stages lip syncing, because you lame as hell and you can't stick to the script or read or write a word, bitch. That's why you had somebody write that tired ass motherfucking long ass apology that you posted on Instagram telling your real age, ho, when we been knew you was touching 50, knocking at 50s dough. Rhinestone princess, gag order, this why I've been dragging you for the last 20 years. You was a studio hoe then and you is a studio hoe now. Gag order, no shows where you book, no checks where you get. You been sentenced to death by deadly infection, this diseases. But bitch, now we the people are really canceling your black ass for real. You will not be doing no more shows and no more clubs where we the people are attending. We roasting you back to wherever the fuck you came from, bitch. We the people say your decaying pussy is polluting your brain and our community, so now you are banished. All the bitches animals after all the animalistic shit you done did your whole goddamn life. So now you want to put your knee on a black man's neck too, huh? You untamed, unclaimed, cooning ass wildebeest. KKK Katrina, sour pussy harbor. After putting on a pissy white sheet full of skeet and coming for your people, we do not accept your apology. We the people find you guilty of being a sellout. Take a bow, curtains half closed on you, ho, but you have bent over for less. You are canceled in that order. You know, it kills.
Honey. Oh my God, I had to clutch my invisible damn pearls. I was not expecting all of that. I mean, she is one, like Kai is one just not to mess when it comes to the roasting and gagging. But all the stuff that she said was definitely below the belt. She did not come to play. And I think she wants to put a final nail in both Bobby Lights and Trina's coffin once and for all. It's going to be very, very interesting to see if either Bobby Lights or Trina respond to everything that Kaya said. You know, so this entire situation is nuts. If you guys do not know, even though there were many petitions to get Trina thrown off the air, over 13,000 people signed a change.org petition to have her fired for the comments that she made about the peaceful protesters that she later claimed that she wasn't talking about. Well, as of today, Tuesday, June 9th, Trina has returned to 99 The Jam, so she is back on the radio. But nobody's talking about that because most people are just over her at this point. And the only thing that social media is currently talking about is that damn dragging that Kaya gave both Trina and Bobby Lights. So this entire situation is a hot damn mess. Let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Are you team Kaya on this one? Are you team Trina and Bobby Lights? Do you feel like, you know, they have the right to respond because Kaya came after them? Whose response did you like better? Were you feeling what Bobby Lights had to say, or do you feel like when it comes to roasting and gagging, Queen Kaya has that down pat? And do you feel like Trina will respond? Because again, Trina has responded a few times, and each time she's gotten drugged. So it's gonna be very interesting to see if Trina takes to 99 Jams and she addresses Kaya again. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up, and last but not least, make sure you hit the notification bell so that we can be down with the notification squad. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Let me know your thoughts. All right. Deuces.